Welcome to Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship, presented by 105-year-old Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill, Alabama, raising the call to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in Baldwin County. We are a church of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, which grew out of Norwegian Lutheran pietism more than a century ago. God's call to worship is simple and straightforward. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's Psalm 29, verse 2. You and I are not worthy to come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. Believers from the very early days of worship have confessed their sins, their inadequacies, and their decisions which have separated them from God. Lutherans share a public confession each Sunday morning. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we come for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, God promised us to hear this kind of prayer. Psalm 145, verses 17 through 20 explains, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." When we worship together, we affirm the great doctrines and teachings of the historic church by reciting one of the creeds of the faith. The Apostles' Creed states, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen." During the Saturday morning devotional series, we will be taking several moments to look at worship through the eye of the Bible. Our question for today is a thoughtful one. How should we receive worship into our lives? Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of John 14:23-24. John tells us that Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." The Apostle John is writing in the Greek language. Greek has a variety of words that we translate as love. Not unusual when you think of some Eskimo languages, for example, having over 20 words for the different kinds of snow, and we just translate them snow. But Jesus is using a word for a very specific kind of love. For Christians, we know this as agape love. It is a love that expects nothing in return. This kind of love has commitment in it. The commitment is kind of involved, so Jesus really explains it. Jesus basically says, "If you agape love me, you will keep my word." That is, you will keep my word close to you. You will not let my word get away from you. Jesus Christ is known as the Word made flesh. We understand that God made his word in Jesus Christ so that we could see and understand the desires of God in human form. This word made flesh is the very one who brings God's desires to us in a form that we can understand. Perhaps Revelation 3:20 is helpful in terms of our understanding. Jesus Christ says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." People speak. They speak in words. What does the Word made flesh do? He speaks. If anyone hears my voice, that's the voice of Jesus, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. God wants dialogue with each of us. Life is hard. It has been that way ever since the Garden of Eden, when sin entered the world. We have been suffering from alienation and separation from our Heavenly Father. He has reached out to us as human beings in words and has spoken words of comfort and peace. We would say that our Heavenly Father seeks to save us from our sins and all those things in life that seek to separate us from Him. God desires you and me for relationship and fellowship. Isaiah 57 verse 15 puts it like this: For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Jesus says, I am here to revive you. I am the very Lord God made flesh for this purpose. If you love me, keep these sayings of consolation close to you. Then the Lord Jesus says something pretty interesting. If you do these things, that is, honor God's word, then my Father will love you. My Father and I myself will come to you and make our home with you. There is an old gospel tract entitled, My Heart, Christ's Home. That tract echoes a doctrine drawn directly from the scriptures. The Bible teaches that we are made of three complementary components. We call them body, soul, and spirit. When the Holy Spirit works salvation in our lives, when we come to repentance and receive the forgiveness of sins, when we receive the baptism of the Lord Jesus, this is when the Holy Spirit comes into our heart and lives with us in this body and this soul and this spirit. Do you want some support for the doctrine of the Trinity? Look at what Jesus tells us about loving God and having God in our lives. Yes, we know about the Holy Spirit coming into our heart when we believe Jesus, but today's lesson explains that not only the Spirit, but also the Father and the Son take up residence within us when we love God. Jesus says, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Now remember, the gospel writer John is writing God's word here in Greek. The word we translate home is a word that means a residence or a place to stay. We could just as well call it God's abode or God's mansion, but that place is right inside us. God does not demand entrance into our heart of hearts, but when we love God and seek to be right with him, that's when we give God himself the key to our very heart. There is life in knowing God in your life. The book of Romans explains in Romans 8, verses 9 through 11, But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. That is, when you love God and have God's presence in your life, you have His very Holy Spirit within you. Paul explains, Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. You can go to church and participate in worship, but you can still be separated from God. You can be separated because you don't love God. Jesus lays it out, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. So Romans continues, And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The Bible explains that the consequences of sin is death. Everyone has to die once because of sin, but death is not eternal. Jesus Christ accomplished the forgiveness of sins through his work on the cross. Moreover, the Holy Spirit brings life to our deteriorating being, that soul, body, and spirit that make us up. So Romans continues, But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. As Lutheran Christians, we understand that we cannot by our own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ or come to him, but the Holy Spirit calls us through the gospel. He convicts us of the sin we have in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the one responsible for bringing us to the point of recognition. What point is that? The recognition that God is right and we are wrong. When we become sorry for our sins and turn from them to God through the Savior Jesus Christ, there is forgiveness of sins and a cleansing of that body and soul and spirit that make us up. But if we, But what if we fail to hear the words of the Holy Spirit and deny the comfort offered by God Himself? Jesus explains, "He who does not love me does not keep my words." Denial of Jesus' words is denial of the love of God. You cannot deny Jesus' words and love Him. Remember, He is the Word made flesh. You cannot deny the Word and love Him. Then Jesus says another argument for the doctrine of the Trinity here. Jesus explains that the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. You simply cannot get close to God without Jesus. Psalm 90 and 91, the first verse in each psalm, explains, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The Savior Jesus Christ wants every person on earth to be close to Him. Jesus says in John 14, verses 26 and 27, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We have been talking about verses that impact our Sunday morning worship. Jesus Christ wants us to be untroubled and unafraid. He wants peace in your life and mind. That peace begins with the work of the Holy Spirit and our response to God, a loving God. The Bible tells us that if you want to be close to God, if you want to love Him, you have got to come to where He is. If you draw close to Him, He will draw close to you. So why not draw close to our Heavenly Father in worship tomorrow? Here's a couple of words from our parishioners about worship at Zion.
When we come before God, we talk about wanting to be humble. Why is that important?
If you're not humble, you're not accepting God, in my opinion.
What things are important to you in worship at Zion?
The congregation as a whole, and here again, I like the response to the liturgy. The congregation, that's...
And it's participation. Mm. You know that people right. are with you. Why is humility, being humble, important to knowing God, or knowing our Heavenly Father, or knowing Jesus? Why do we have to have that attitude adjustment for worship?
I think that to be humble, you better understand the Word. You have more consideration and for your fellow parishioners. It's just a state of being that you should have when you're in church.
We are coming to the end of our time together. Let's share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, please receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill invites you to liturgical worship tomorrow at 10 a.m. We use the familiar classic Common Service, which has been a choice of a variety of Lutheran church bodies for the last century. Got more time? Come to Sunday School at 9 a.m. Want midweek Bible study? Join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of study and a time of prayer. Are you a lady? How about considering our monthly women's Bible study at 10 a.m. on the last Saturday of the month? And men, think breakfast before work. Our Men's 7:10 Breakfast and Speaker Fellowship meets at 7:10 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month. Zion is located a block off State Highway 104 at 15875 4th Avenue at 7th Street in beautiful Silver Hill, just across the street from the Silver Hill School. Zion Lutheran Church is a congregation of the AFLC, the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in America. Specific information about Zion Lutheran Church can be obtained at www.lutheransinsilverhill.com or by calling 251-945-5209. Goodbye, and God bless you until we meet again next Saturday at 7:30 a.m.